This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Quick update. Just got the word from John Deere. They're going to be ordering those parts for us. Couldn't get it ordered yesterday because they didn't answer the phone. Got it done 2 hours later today. Took 2 hours on the phone to get this done. And we're going to have the parts late Friday, probably in time for the rain. So that's what it's like. Class, we're going to teach you now the hard way. The hard way to get away from the supply chain with a spade, a wheelbarrow, and some, what's that called, sweat equity?
Yeah, elbow grease.
Elbow grease.
I don't know if they even use that term in America, but it means plain old-fashioned hard work.
Yeah.
That's what it means. And really, there's no way around it. You know, it may well be for you, Vincent, that you have no other option than to just have 20 or 30 cows enough to keep yourself and your family in meat, and, you know, have it at a level where you can get size, and, you know, I'm talking about in a collapse situation, okay, and go out and cut some fields of hay by hand, turn it by hand, and just keep 10 or 20 or 30 cows just to keep your family in meat and grow vegetables to eat and, you know, have one or two of these or three of these cattle and train them to be milkers and train others of them to be, bullocks to do the heavy farm, the bit of heavy farm work that you need to do. This is where I can see our society going. It's not forwards, onwards, and upwards. It's going to be where things are going to go back to the way that they were 200 and 300 years ago. And how things were 200 and 300 years ago is that even if you had 300 acres, you kept enough land, people generally had, like my grandmother had, she had 7 children, but she was one of over 20 children. And my grandmother's grandfather owned a vast estate in England, and that estate's still there. And they were old school farmers, but the reason why they had 20 children was, for one thing, there was a high mortality rate, and for the other thing, they needed labourers for the farm, and there's only one place they'd get those labourers, and that was giving birth to them, you know? And I'm aware that, you know, that's not an option for you. It's not an option for me either, because my husband died and I've only got 2 sons, and one of them's moved out, and now I've just got 1 son. At home with me, and probably within a year or two, I think he'll probably move out as well. Because, but you've got to keep building your land somehow. You've got to keep managing it somehow. And it's going to go back to either learning the skills that you need yourself to be able to maintain your equipment and to make the parts, or to go to a more simple way of managing your land and finding out how people ran cattle farms 300 years ago, and to do it in the same way that they did it, because 300 years ago they didn't have this modern technology and John Deere tractors, you know. And yes, it was hard work. And, you know, people had fewer livestock. And my grandmother, the lady that I was mentioning earlier, her husband was a dairy farmer, and he might have had 20 or 30 cows in his dairy herd, which is, you know, it almost doesn't even count as a dairy herd these days. But he had to milk them by hand every morning, and that was a monumental task. Every single morning and every single night, he had to milk these cows by hand. And, you know, they didn't have nice, flash, cushy country to graze them on. They had eucalyptus forest, and the ground below eucalyptus forest was generally sucked dry by the gum tree. The eucalyptus trees, they put their roots out, and they suck any nutrition out of the soil quicker than you could blink your eyes. They are just really, really hungry. And, you know, this was, they somehow survived. They lived there doing that for 14 years. But eventually it got too much for them, and they walked off their land and they went into town. And my grandfather, he was actually an engineer as well, and he got a job on the railway signals, being a railway signal man. But, you know, this is it. People, you know, it may be for a lot of people that it, you know, that they can't do it, and that they either have to just wind back their operation to a level that is manageable for them, where they can just look after themselves, look after their family, and, you know, to whatever with the rest of the world, to H with the rest of the world. And I think that for a lot of people, that's going to be the way that it is. They're going to focus on feeding their own families, and just the rest of the world, whatever. It's your own stinking fault. You've built the rest of the world, but my little patch of ground is where I'm king, and I get to run the show, and I'm going to do so for the sake of my own family. And, you know, I think that that's the way that it's going to go for a lot of us. And with me personally, it literally is a spade and a wheelbarrow going out on the paddocks and, you know, collecting manure from the paddocks, where this place has had livestock on it for quite, you know, many, many years, mostly horses. But collecting wheelbarrows full of horse manure, bringing them to the garden, sitting there on the ground or on a chair, and breaking up by hand wheelbarrows full of horse manure, and filling trenches with horse manure, and then planting vegetables in them. And is that a lot of work? Yeah. But the reward is that my garden is looking absolutely beautiful. And piece by piece, gradually, I'm beginning to build up a vegetable garden that will feed us, and maybe even in the future, as I expand it, I will be able to turn it into a market garden and begin growing and selling vegetables for other people. You know? But this is it. And it's hard work. And each one of these beds is about 1 foot wide and about 8 feet long. And in a 1 foot wide, 8 foot long bed, which is, it has one wheelbarrow full of wood chips in the bottom, and it has two wheelbarrow fulls of horse manure crushed up by hand, put into that trench, and then planted. And in each one of those trenches, I can plant 50 onions, and I can plant ate bushmallow plants, courgette plants, or tomato plants, or some other vegetable in between the rows of onions. And, you know, it's hard work, it's sweat equity, but in a few months' time, my family and I will be able to eat, and we will be eating really, really well because we've got garlic, we've got courgettes, we've got potatoes, we've got onions, and we've got pumpkins, and, you know, we've got all the food that we're going to need. And we've got rabbits, and the rabbits will provide some meat as well. And we've got a chicken pen, and the chickens will provide eggs, and they will provide some nutrition as well. You know, when the layer hens get old, then, you know, they can end up being made into chicken soup or whatever as well. And we'll get some roosters, and, you know, we have a hen that has a tendency to go broody, and we can put eggs under her. This is how people used to do it. This is how people used to do it back in the day. This is old-style mixed farming, and people have gotten away from that. And because of that, you've got farms that are thousands and thousands of acres in magnitude in many cases, but they're in debt and they can never ever make a profit. Why not? Because the machinery is too expensive. The machinery is always breaking. They're always having repair bills. They need to pour literally tons of Roundup onto the soil, or otherwise the place gets overtaken with weeds. Now, the weeds are a problem, okay, but they are a symptom more than they are a problem, because if you get deep-rooted weeds, like, I don't know, things like mallows and radish, okay, then those deep-rooted weeds indicate that your soil is lacking nutrition. The soil is actually trying to fix itself. And if you let the place go, if you own 5,000 acres of land and you are so much in debt that you're just about feeling that you're going to lose the place if you have one bad season, or even if you have a good season, you need to write a letter to the bank and you need to say, listen, this debt was fraudulently created in the first place, which a lot of it actually was. Okay, and you need to say, you need to produce the note, you need to produce the mortgage note on this farm, okay, because I believe that this debt is fraudulent, and I need to check the note, you need to produce the mortgage note, and if the bank can't produce the mortgage note, there is no mortgage on your place, okay, because without that piece of paper security, the bank has nothing, and they are relying on all of us being too ignorant to check now and again that they still have their note, that they still have their securitized piece of paper, okay? And you need to just sit back and begin doing stuff at a doable level, okay? Which may mean going and digging in the garden and making a market garden patch. You might have 5,000 acres but find that you can only manage by hand 1, 3, or 5 acres of it. That's okay. Let the other, you know...
We'll be right back.
Check
we'll
your
be
Google
right back.
Search results lately. Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
1 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth, I've been listening intently to everything you've been saying, and I want to share a point with our class. So, a number of us, as instructors, go to thrift stores because we're frugal. And I've been to thrift stores where I've purchased, and I'm talking within the last 6 months, I've purchased shovels, hand saws, rakes, hose, cultivator hose, for $2 to $5 a piece. Now, I'm talking about really good quality ones. You know, ones that might be 20, 30 years old that have been stored in a garage. Or, you know, where they're not rusty. Really good quality. Because I believe what's happened is young people inherited these from their parents when they passed away. And who needs shovels anymore? Who needs hose and rakes? We don't do that stuff anymore. If you can't do it with a cell phone, you know, there's no need to have the equipment, right? That's where we are. And I was also thinking, as Gwyneth was talking about, hard work. I was thinking, I can imagine these thoughts never crossing Gwyneth's mind. For example, and I'd love to hear a response when I'm done with these three items. I believe that Gwyneth never thought of buying a treadmill or a stationary bicycle that you put in your house or a stationary rowing machine. Gwyneth, have you ever thought of buying one of those?
No. What a stupid idea. I have bought bicycles. And I've got a tricycle out there, an adult tricycle, and it has a battery, and it has an electric motor. And when, you know, but the batteries die after about a year. So now I have an electric tricycle without an electric motor, but it's still good for karting stuff. So sometimes on the country roads around here, I take my electric tricycle that doesn't have an electric motor anymore because it doesn't have a battery. I just take the battery out and I use the tricycle, adult tricycle, and I go and get stuff from the countryside and I bring it home and I use it on my garden. Like, or I, you know, might go out foraging for carcasses for my dogs, or I might notice when I'm out and about driving with a in a friend's car, or, you know, as a passenger in a friend's car, that there's some tires by the side of the road. I don't see tires, I see tree guards. So it might be 5 or 10 kilometers from home, but I will remember where those tires were, and I will get my little tricycle out, my red tricycle, and I will go up the road, and I will maybe go 5 or 10 kilometers with this adult tricycle, and I will put those tires in the back, and I will take them home, because car tires are just too useful to be left on the side of the road, in my humble opinion. To other people, they might be junk, but to me, they're tree guards, and there's any number of things you can use an old tire for.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You can plant tomatoes in them.
But rowing machines? What's the point? There's enough work to be done out there. You don't need to have something to make artificial work so that your muscles feel good, because your muscles will feel really good after having a 5 kilometer or 10 kilometer, sometimes I've even ranged up to 30 kilometers with this little adult tricycle that I have, you know, and in a single day.
Mm-hmm.
And people go, "How do you do that?" I say, "It's simple. You get on the seat and you turn the pedals,
yeah.
And it goes.
Yeah.
And when it gets too hard, then you get off and you walk and you push it up the hills, you know? But this is it. People have forgotten what hard work is like, you know? And when I have a horse, I go horse riding. And the horse helps. And, you know, if I have if I find a carcass, then the carcass will go on over the back of the horse on a saddle with a sack protecting the horse's back from the carcass. You know, so, you know, and he gets washed as soon as he gets home and all that, of course. But, yeah, the horse helps as well. So a horse is a useful tool.
And we'll be right back. Yeah, we'll be right back. By the way, shovels used to be $10. Now a good shovel's like $50. Look for them used. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America remembers the victims of the 9/11 attacks 18 years later, with memorial services in New York City, at the Flight 93 Memorial in Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon, where President Trump delivered remarks a short time ago.
On this solemn day of remembrance, our thoughts also turn to the 200,000 valiant soldiers, sailors, airmen, Coast Guardsmen, and Marines who are now at this very moment stationed overseas. We do not seek conflict, but if anyone dares to strike our land, we will respond with the full measure of American power and the iron will of the American spirit, and that spirit is unbreakable.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
just a short side trip here. You know, the meaning of words has changed in my life. I can't believe it. You know, you used to be able to say the word gay and it meant happy. Now it means homosexual. When I was at the university, I was a marshal. And I had a Korean partner. And he and I would be assigned different districts to patrol at the university. And I would refer to him as my partner. Now the word partner seems to mean that a person is a homo and he lives with a homo. So they're partners. And the reason I'm telling you this, Gwyneth, is because we use the word elbow grease. Now, elbow grease has even changed meanings. If you look up, if you go to a search engine and you type elbow grease, two words, which is what I did, it's not what we meant. I'm going to read the definition. Okay? This is available at the Chinese factory outlet, Walmart. This is what their website says about the product they sell called elbow grease. Quote, elbow grease, original, is a safe, long-lasting, premium lubricant specifically designed to enhance your sensual experience.
Oh,
I'm not going to read the rest of it where you... Yeah, I'm not going to read the rest of it where you apply it. But I can guarantee you it's not on your elbows.
Yeah? It's not for your elbows. Yes. We mean,
that's an
old phrase. That's an old saying. It means hard work. It means moving your elbows.
That.
Yeah. It's not.
Yeah,
it's
lifting,
not the
carrying. Yeah, it's lifting, carrying, sawing, hauling, really difficult effort.
Yeah.
And now, for only $32.99 plus $4.95 delivery, you can have it next week. The 15-ounce size, right from Walmart. Unbelievable. What an outrage. What an outrage how things have changed meanings. And who has done this? Corporations are involved. But what you're talking about, Gwyneth, is literally going backward in time. And class, Captain John Reagan was on with us yesterday. And that's what he's talking about. That's what Joey's talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what Rick's talking about. Gwyneth, we're all talking about going back in time, meaning the hard way. And those who are not going to consider learning how it was, how it used to be, are not going to survive, in my opinion. You know, where does fertilizer come from? Well, you get it at Walmart. You buy it in a bag, right? Everybody knows that. Really? Well, what if you can't get to Walmart? And why is it that towns are like, 10 miles apart? Why is that? Because that's how far you could ride on a horse in a day. That's why.
Yeah. In England, okay, generally the towns are 5 miles apart because most people didn't have horses and most people walked. And 5 miles is about the limit. 5 miles there and 5 miles back is 10 miles. That's about the limit that you can comfortably walk in a day and do your business. Okay? But in parts of the world, in parts of the New World, Australia and America, where people moved and they found that they were released from that system of serfdom that they had in England and places like that, that they could afford, that they began to prosper and they could afford a horse, then the towns began to be built probably about 20 miles apart. 10 to 20 miles apart, because that's how far you can ride a horse comfortably and do your business and then ride home in a day. Okay, so, you know, that's just it. And so that's the same way around here. Most of the towns are built around about 20 miles apart. Yeah, that's the truth of it.
If you say
it's not possible to do work on this level and to actually run a farm on this level, you need to look out of your own backyard and you need to look across at Asia, because there are large parts of Asia where that's still how the families run their family farms. And most of the family farms in Asia are quite small. They are from 5 to 20 acres in size. In fact, 20 acres would be a huge farm by Asian standards. But they farm it so intensively that they don't need any larger. And why do they have the acreages between 10 and 20 acres to a family? Because that's a manageable size for a single family to produce enough for them to eat and a bit more to sell. That's just how it is, you know? And, you know, but it's something where we have to go back to doing things in this way, in my humble opinion, Vincent. What do you think?
Well, I absolutely agree with you. And I'd like to connect a dot, but first let me just say that I see the call screen is lit up. I cannot take the call, but as soon as our engineer gets to you, please stay with us, and we will get to you and put you on the air. So when I moved to Virginia, I noticed something that I thought was quite interesting, quite different, quite odd, actually. People would just show up at our farm. They wouldn't call. They would just show up. They'd just come down this long driveway and, maybe a quarter of a mile, and come in through the gate and just show up. I thought, why don't they call first? You know, we had a landline. Why don't they just pick up the phone and call us and say, hey, would it be okay if we came over? No, they'd just show up. And I couldn't figure it out. And then I looked at the newspaper, and it took me a while to figure this out. Looked at the newspaper, and I would see that Mabel Jones had the family over for lunch on Saturday. There'd be an article in the newspaper, the once-a-week newspaper, that there was a county newspaper in this very rural, poor area in Virginia. And you would read about how people would visit each other in the newspaper. And I'm thinking,
yeah.
Who cares? Why? You know, why is this in a newspaper? How is this news? Well, what I didn't realize was that the road from this village where we moved to 500 people, which was about 70 miles away from Virginia, the road was a dirt road until the 1950s. It's hard to believe, right, in America, that this road was a dirt road. And electricity didn't get to this part of Virginia until around the 1940s, 1950s, and maybe 1950s. And people didn't have phones. So they weren't raised picking up the phone and calling to say, hey, would it be okay if I came over? And when they did show up, they didn't plan on leaving. It was not a kind of a thing where they would show up and say, hey, just want to see if you're okay. See you. Bye. No, they would spend a couple hours because they made the trip, you know, from.
And then have a meal. And if you didn't feed them, that was a big faux pas.
Right.
That was a sin to not feed visitors.
Right. Unannounced, uninvited visitors. Now, I'm not saying they weren't welcome. I'm just saying we had no idea they were coming. And it, to me, you know, growing up in a little more populated area, not the city, but in the more populated area, we picked up the phone because that was the polite thing to do. But in rural Virginia, they didn't have phones. So they didn't call. And this was perfectly acceptable, normal routine to show up. And that's the way it's probably going to be in the future. When all this goes down, when that grid goes down, nobody's calling anybody. Nobody. And people are just going to show up. Now, some of them are going to be your friends, and some of them are going to want what you've got. And what are you going to do about it? So here's my advice and your homework assignment, and it's mandatory. The Walking Dead. I would like you to watch at least one season of The Walking Dead because you're going to see what it's really going to be like. Now, yeah, they've got these weird mutated dead people, and it's you'll think Finelli's lost his mind by assigning this. But when you look at these Walking Dead and you realize that they're going to be like your neighbors, they're going to be invading your place, they're going to show up, they're going to want what you've got, and if you're not willing to give it to them, they're going to kill you. It's as simple as that. So replace these zombies, these man-eating zombies in the Walking Dead series with politicians, friends, neighbors, even some of your family will turn against you. And you'll get a chance to be terrified when you actually realize that this could happen, and it probably will happen much like this, except they won't be the walking dead. They'll just be out to get you and get what you have. And I really can see it coming. Gwyneth, when the grid goes down, can you see roving bands of things coming over to your place and other places saying, y'all got anything to eat? Because we're hungry. And we want what? You know what? This is a pretty nice farm. I think we're going to take it. As a matter of fact, we are going to take it. And then the shooting starts. Can you see that happening?
Absolutely. And I'm preparing for such an eventuality. But the only thing that I think would be something of a saving grace for us is that we do live so far from town. We live more than a comfortable walking distance from town, from any town. And there's a lot of other farms that they're going to try to get before they get ours. And the people who have these other farms have firearms. I don't have firearms, but I have other rather deadly projectile firing devices. Well, and people will find that a bulletproof vest won't be particularly effective against my particular projectile firing devices.
And here's what happens. You'll see this on The Walking Dead. It's available on Netflix, and you can buy it on DVD as well. I think our son paid $6 for a series on of The Walking Dead on DVD, used. And I don't suggest you buy hardly anything new. You know, food, you might want to buy new. But other than that, buy most things used. And what happened is they ran out of ammunition. Ammunition was a big deal, a real big deal.
Yeah. That's how it is here. Unless you've got a firearms license, you can't get ammunition. And but the thing is, I am talking about archery-type weapons, of course. I can make my ammunition from the branches that grow here. And
well, one of the guys
cultivating certain trees that will be ideal archery ammunition type trees.
Yeah, one of the guys in The Walking Dead has got a crossbow, and he'd shoot these zombies in the head, kill them, and you know he didn't say it, but it was give me that arrow back. You know, after he killed him. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, just a quick housekeeping update. Friday, hour number two. I'd like to hear from you, not only our detractors, but I'd like to hear, what do you like about USA Preparers? What do you not like about USA Preparers? How can we do a better job? And in between the telephone calls, I don't even know if we'll get any, but I will be talking about tips on how I do things, things that are from the book I'm writing. So I've got my notes in front of me, and I'll be talking about that on Friday, hour number two. Brian in Wisconsin, thank you so much for calling us and being patient.
Yes, hello. I just called in. I heard you talking about the 85-year-old fabricator, and I'm not 85, but I did have experience doing that. About 20 years, I was self-employed as a small weld shop, custom fabrication repair work of agriculture equipment, and that part you're talking about for Baylor, I can almost picture it. I'm guessing it probably taken me like 3 hours to sort of make something like that for you, so too bad we don't live closer, but...
I figure it's a 2-hour job, but for me it'll take me all day because I've got to heat the metal, bend the metal, drill it out, and so forth. And I'm really I'm very deliberate in what I do, and it's got to be perfect or I'm not happy with it. So I don't bang things out. But you're right.
And the problem is, with getting training from somebody like that, for somebody that's younger, the problem is there's no money in it now because the small farmers are all but gone. That's what happened. I'm driving truck now because I'm in dairy country up here, and we went from 30, 40, 50 cow dairies to 1,000, 4,000, 8,000 cow dairies. Now there's just a few farms around, and they're very centralized. They do everything themselves. So that's why I had to find something else to do. So if I run into somebody that's younger that's looking to get into a business, I tell them, get into something that deals with recreation, because people have no money, no problem spending money on, boats, snowmobiles, whatever. They have no problem, but when you give them a bill, for fixing their equipment, they don't want to see that. So, that's kind of the way it's going right now. It's a shame, but.
Brian, you're absolutely right. And so if Fluffy needs to go to the vet and Fluffy needs to have the tooth extracted. And it's a $250 bill with sedation and then hospitalization. So we're looking at $350 for Fluffy. No problem. But if you've got a horse that's down or a cow that needs to have a calf pulled and there's a $200 bill, the farmer would just, what? You got to be kidding. And we're talking about the difference between an office visit and a farm visit. So the vet has to drive 45 minutes each way, have the, you know, his truck full of all the supplies, and it's absolutely hard, disgusting, dirty, slimy work to pull a calf.
Yep.
And but yet Fluffy, there's money for Fluffy. You are right on the money. Brian, I'm impressed with what you said. Would you mind leaving your telephone number with our engineer? Because I would like to call you sometime maybe this evening and talk to you about coming on the air and spending some more time with us. Is that something you can do?
Sure. Sounds good.
Are you interested in sharing your knowledge as an instructor on USA Prepares?
Well, I don't know if I'm qualified enough to be an instructor, but yeah, whatever I know, I'd be able to share with others. Okay, then you're talking about your equipment breaking down. One thing when it comes to agriculture equipment, one thing I've said for years is the engineers that design that, what an engineer is, I should say a definition of it, they design a piece of equipment to fail in a predetermined amount of time. Because some of the stuff that I've seen that I worked on over the years, I mean, it was just designed flawed right from the beginning. I think it was unintentional a lot of times. So,
have you heard of the Citgo/Orscheln 303 tractor hydraulic fluid that is substandard, that does not meet the specifications, that is mislabeled? Have you heard of that fraud?
I did hear you talking about that. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, an attorney came here, and I've seen the documentation. Let me tell you what, this documentation shows that the people involved in this said, well, what do we do? One guy says, well, instead of using a yellow bucket, I'm paraphrasing, where people can see the sludge in the bottom, like an eighth of an inch of sludge, what about black buckets?
Jeez.
I'm not kidding. They knew. So what I'm saying is you are right. We have these products that are engineered to fail at a predetermined life. They do fail at that life. And we are toast because they're getting worse.
Yep.
But please leave your number with our engineer, and I'd love to call you back. What else would you like to share in the final minute or so we have?
I know you just mentioned about your book, and you said you didn't want to take it to print because of the trolls and that out there getting a whole lot of information. And I wouldn't let that stop because there's those of us out here that do, you know, would benefit from that. And they're gonna get that information one way or another. So I wouldn't let them, you know, let that stop you. I guess I just want to encourage you, like, say it.
Okay.
Get
all
that
right.
Book out.
Let me ask you a very quick question in the remaining seconds. Have you ever made a gasket using gasket material and a ball peen hammer? Have you ever made a custom gasket?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to talk about that on Friday class.
Yep.
And so it's a trick. It's a trick, but hardly anybody knows about it. So, Brian, stay with us and make sure our engineer gets your number. Gwyneth Isaacs, I love broadcasting with you. I wish you were our neighbor. But I got to tell you where we're going to be moving first. So you don't move here. Thanks so much for being with us, Gwyneth and Brian. Brian, please hold.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.